Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Two Norries podcast. I'm your host, James, and I'm joined as always by my good friend, Timmy Long.
Hi, everyone.
A fellow Norrie is in the studio today, Adam Drummond. How's the farm?
Goodbye, thanks for having me.
So, you had a TV show and telly recently.
Yeah.
So, before we get into all that, because that was amazing, just tell us where you're from, where you grew up, and you know, your kind of interests and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I grew up in Fairn Ferris there on Redemption Road my whole life.
Miles Gaffney country.
Yeah, when people ask me, I just say the same estate as Miles. But yeah, grew up there my whole life. Went to the North Man Primary School, up to the AG. I have one brother, one sister. Craig and Eos are both older, so I'm the baby of the family.
What age, yeah?
I'm 23. Yeah, 23. So yeah, one brother, one sister. It's lucky. Still have my mum and dad around. Two great parents as well. My dad's an upholsterer. My mum works over Medigroup. Probably one of the most famous people in the North Side, because I think everyone's been into that doctor's office there on Cathedral Road.
Yeah.
But yeah, proud out to be from the North Side.
Yeah, and you're a basketballer.
Yeah, basketballer.
Neptune didn't fail from your gaff.
Neptune, yeah. I rolled down my bed and I fell into the court. It was an easy one for me. But yeah, when I finished up in the AG, I took a scholarship to go off to America, and I spent 2 years over there, 2.5 years, and I came back just before COVID. And then short COVID then kind of ruined everything.
What was it like in America? Where did you go?
I was in Connecticut first. I went to a boarding school actually over there. I spent a year, I repeated my leaving cert over there and spent a year in a boarding school.
What was it like?
Different. Definitely a very, very tough transition. Mm. I had a couple of phone calls early on saying I wanted to come home and this isn't for me. Like, as you know, I'm from the North Side. I was just turned 18 when I left.
Yeah.
So from the North Side and...
big change.
You go into a boarding school there where it's multi-millionaires, kids and things like that.
Stroudals in it all.
There was.
It's a good smile on your face.
But it was a tough transition. But I was lucky. I kind of had a couple of people back home saying, basically, you're not allowed to come home.
And was it like a basketball boarding school?
Yeah. It was a boarding school first, and then it was high level basketball. So
what was the standard like?
So this was only high school.
Okay.
And then I went on to play college. Then I came home. Then about a year and a half in, I was struggling with my knee. Before I left for America, I kind of had knee problems, and then I had to get surgery. Got surgery, and then the rehab didn't really go well, and things like that. And I wasn't doing well up there as an athlete more than anything else. I just wasn't really enjoying it, and I think. When the fun's taken away, you have to kind of step back. So my mum and dad were like, look, take care of yourself first and come home. And that's what I did. I was lucky that I was able to do that. COVID happened and I fell back into college out in CIT.
How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4".
Yeah.
Tall lad.
Yeah,
you're strong too.
Yeah. I wasn't strong before I went, but sure, the Americans are mad for the weight and things like that, so I didn't really have a choice. I wasn't allowed to touch a basketball when I went over straight away. I had to get straight into the gym, start lifting.
How did it feel like playing their sport? Like basketball is probably one of their main sports.
You kind of grew up in Ireland, and it's kind of like people kind of look, especially going to the AG anyway. It's a big hurling school, and it's kind of. People kind of go, it's a kind of wussy sport. Go out to basketball court now, you go down to Neptune, watch Super League game, Neptune Demons. There's a lot of contact happening there, very physical. But going over there was nice. It was going over a sport that's appreciated. It's been more appreciated here in Ireland again, but Going over to America was definitely nice. That was one of the perks of it, like going over, and people were obsessed about it, just like I was.
Might be studying in CIT.
I'm doing sports and exercise management.
Still there?
Still there, yeah. I'm in place, but now I'm in place. I'm out in Janssen, and I have a year left after this. I love it out there. I love the course especially. I complain about it more than anyone else, but I did just business over in America, and I coming back doing the sports and business, the kind of 50-50 aspect to it, definitely I appreciate it way more.
And when did you have your accident?
I had my accident 20th of May 21.
Less than two years ago,
creeping up on 2 years now.
Yeah. You would have fallen from a height.
Fell from a height, and I fell on my bum. Lucky. Very, very lucky. They said if I fell in any other angle, I was dead. And I should be, to be honest with you. So I broke my spine in three different places. But I'm actually lucky. The highest break was up kind of high, but then I'm paralyzed from the waist down. Complete paralyzation. So just kind of complete and incomplete. You have a chance to recover complete. It's like, this is the rest of your life kind of job. Like,
was the height?
Yeah, it was the height. It was the impact straight onto concrete.
How high was it?
It was about... I'd say about 20 foot, I'd say, yeah. 25 foot.
Were you unconscious, or can you remember pain? Or
no, I remember the pain, all right, kind of when it happened, and, you know, they just put you on the morphine straight away, like, and that kind of takes away, but one thing I do remember is having to go get an MRI, like, and obviously you kind of go into the machine, like, that's and right. It's a tunnel, like, and I'll never forget, like, it was meant to be 20 minutes, and I was just screaming with pain because they took the morphine out. And it went on for about 2.5 hours, like, and they were just like, they had to go like every 2 minutes, take me in, take me out, take me in. And that's probably the biggest thing I remember, kind of the 48 hours after. It's a bit of a blur, like, because you're just going through the motions, like, but that's one thing that's kind of stuck out to me. Yeah.
What's it like, I've often wondered this, you know, from watching telly and people getting falls and stuff, and for somebody to have a fall, and to come around to consciousness and notice that they can't feel their legs. Yeah. How does that feel?
It's kind of denial at first, like, and I'll be honest, like, I think only the last couple of months, to be honest with you, I've come to the terms with it, like, and I always kind of said before that, like, I'd never accept it, but, like, I think that kind of came to a couple of months ago where, like, I had to sit down and accept it, and it was a tough, tough couple of weeks that I had, but up until, like, I'd say, as I said, I'd probably say September, this gone September, like, it was just denial, like, absolute denial. This is an injury. This is a basketball injury. I'll be back there in the air. It's a torn ACL, grand, like, and then it kind of, like, I was like, this isn't changing. Like, this is my life now, like, so, just absolute denial. But luckily, my grieving process came a bit later, so the kind of, the weeks and the months in the hospital leading up was just kind of like, I was very motivated, very things where the kind of doctors and things and the physios told me at the time, they were like, we've never seen anyone like this, like, you're so positive. But I think at the time I was just in denial, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this isn't real. Like, this is every physio session I took, like, it was like I was back in America in college doing a workout or something. But, like, the people looking at me were like, this is a 22-year-old here, like, 21-year-old with, like, who's paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. So as I said, like, kind of came to around September, and it was a tough couple of months, and my grieving process is still going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it'll last, like, but it kind of came a bit later for me, to be honest.
Do you do any counseling or therapy, like, for your mental health?
I'm a big advocate of it, but I'm actually not at the moment. We've kind of looked into it recently, but, you know, I probably, the two people I talk to most would probably be my mom, my girlfriend, but I know I'm a bit of a coward saying, like, oh, you need to go talk, but, like, sometimes it's just nice to talk to the people you know, like, and I'm very, very lucky that I'm involved with the Rebel Wheelers now, where I don't even use them, I don't even think of those training sessions as going for exercise or whatever. I go, like, just to talk to people who are going through the same shit that I'm going through, like,
yeah.
Do you know?
You've a former neighbour of ours, Derek.
Yeah.
He's his teammate.
No? Derek, I actually remember what happened to Derek.
Yeah.
That was many years ago. And Derek would surprise you with his mental strength. Like,
yeah.
you know, he just gets on with it, and you know, I only actually seen him the other day.
Amazing achievements in sport.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
He's as strong as an ox, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh,
he
is, unbelievable. Yeah. And he'll never take no as an answer as well, like, you know, and he's a winner, like, sure, they have to win four in a row now, like, and he's been there at the heart of it all, like, you know.
So sport gives you that fellowship as well, where you fellas that have been in similar positions to Jupiter before the line. So they kind of guide you and mentor you along.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, you know, and like nudge there, like, you're all right there, yeah. No, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? I'm having a bad week, like, or whatever, and that's what that's what's special about it down there, like, you know, there's 8-9 lads that are go through the same stuff, same shit every single week out, like.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of AA.
Yeah.
You know, someone that's an addiction and they go into an AA room and they're able to relate.
Yeah.
It's the same, because those lads have this, they feel the exact same way. They've gone through the exact same stuff that you have, and they understand you. And when somebody understands you to that extent, it's very easy to talk to them and have a conversation and explain how you're feeling. Because they can feel what's going on for you, and they can notice when you're not yourself and you're a little bit down.
Yeah, I know, I get it. Like, and look, my family and friends have been unbelievable for me. Like, I 99% I've lent on them. Like, but there's only a certain limit they can understand, you know, and a certain limit that they can get. And like, my mom now is, and my family at home are great. Like, they're like, you're all right. And like, even if I say I'm grand and they know I'm not, they'll be like, he's grand. He's there. We know where he is. He's fine. He needs a space. Like,
is there days sort of like where you wake up and you just think like it's just very hard to get out of the bed.
Very. You just can't get up, like, and you just don't want to. And I always say, like, I can have one of those days, but it'll never be two. That's my rule. Like, I can have one, but if the world is burning down on the second day, I'm getting out up into my wheelchair and I'm going outside. Like, you know, I don't care where I go. Once I'm out of the house, once I'm doing something. I think once I get through that, I'll always give myself the first day. If you want to do what you want, if you want to stay in bed, feel sorry for yourself. That second day, like, you're getting up, you know.
You've created wisdom, like, for 22 you are, aren't you?
Yeah, 23. Sorry,
23. The maturity that you carry.
Yeah.
You know. No, I'd say you were quite mature even before anything happened.
Yeah, I probably was. Yeah. I think
America wouldn't.
That's what I mean. You have to grow up, like, you know. You're sent with a one-way ticket, like, across the world, like, and you don't know anyone. You don't know who the person's collecting you. Like, you have to be sociable. You have to be mannerly. You have to go take care of yourself, like. But
hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
But, like, yeah, just on the kind of the bad days, like, I have my bad days, like I said, like, but you almost have to kind of like embrace them to enjoy the good ones. Then, do you know what I mean? Like, you have to get over them. Like,
do you know the lads on your team, Rebel Wheelers, are they all like acquired injuries they had? Or
so a lot of them could be like leg amputees now. Yeah. I think there's one or two fellas now, like me, with a spinal cord injury. I think Derek's incomplete spinal cord injury. So acquired injuries. Then we have fellas who are able-bodied and get into a wheelchair, like, and play basketball with us, like, and that are on the team, like, and I think that's just as much courage, like, you know, to put their pride aside, like, and get into a wheelchair, and, you know, That's what they do as well. Like, so there's loads of fellas in the league. No, that would do it. Not just the Rebel Wheelers up and down the country. Like, so.
Okay, that's unreal.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the TV show.
How
did that come about?
So the GoFundMe was made. I did. So when my accident happened, I didn't have my phone for a month and a half. That was probably the best decision I ever made. I said, I need to focus on myself here now and focus on the kind of recovery. So I think it was about a couple of a day or two after my accident was GoFundMe made, and luckily the GoFundMe kind of went national on Facebook and Instagram, things like that. And someone from the DIYSOS happened to see it, and they were like, look, this is great for us, we'd love to come see your house. So two of them came down, the two producers, and one of them was like, this is brilliant, like this house. And then the other producer stood down the back of the house, looking up at a big north side house, down the back of a garden, like going like this, going, are you serious? This is not going to work. How are we going to do this? And luckily, the woman producer was like, no, this is going to work. We're going to get this done.
But there was a big call. There was a call went out then from the TV show looking for volunteer tradespeople or people that wanted to help out in converting the home to make it accessible for you.
Yeah, so they put out that. So my accident happened May 20th, 21. So I actually moved back in on the day of 2022. So like a year later, we moved back in. There was a call put out about 2 months before, and I think there was 1500 used and there was 3000 people applied.
Jeez,
like unbelievable, like from all different trades, people who didn't have trades, people who just wanted to help clean or
But you see that there, you see that what you just said, the amount of people that wanted to just help, you know, that shows everybody that humanity is actually good. You know, a lot of bad things are happening in this world, but there's so much good as well happening, like, and it's not spoken about as like we are here today and we're speaking about it, and you're explaining the difference that all these people made to your life because they wanted to just help. But we tend as humans kind of to focus on the negative stuff that's going on, and we forget about the important stuff, you know?
Like I think it gets lost, like, and especially in the papers and the radio, like, it's, you constantly hear things from the north side and it's like, this person killed, this person shot, gangs this, and then it's like the good stuff then is kind of, oh yeah, there it is, and it's thrown, washed back again on into the bad stuff, like.
You had a visit from Roy Keane?
I did, yeah. His aunt and uncle have crossed the road. And he drinks down in Quinlan's, and that's where I'd go now at Neptune. And he came up to me one day. He's like, "Roy is going to call you," and I was like, "He will, yeah." And knocking the door one day, Roy Keane, "Can I come in?" I was like, "Yeah, if you want to." Like, and someone, this fella in the world, he just said, "Look, I didn't want to be here when the show was on because," he was like, "people would make it all about me." Like, he was like, "That's not what I'm about." Like, so he was there 45 minutes, sat down and had a chat with me. Like,
what was he like?
Sound pure
regular fella,
just calm, like cracking jokes and stuff like that. Like,
I can imagine him walking into 1500 tradesmen. That's your job.
He'd be some foreman.
That's your job, baby. Look it up.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's so
jobs. Get them done in half the time that's supposed to be done.
Oh, stop the late sport. So that TV show was on air last week.
Yeah.
And what's the house like now?
It's unbelievable. Like, so the house was built, as I said, on a hill. Like, so
is your back garden facing over Blackpool?
It's looking at the tax office. They were probably looking back, going, where the fuck did they get the money from?
You're at the end of the valley between West Cork City and North East, and then Blackpool is in the dip of the valley.
That's what it. Water Lane is next to me there. Yeah, so that big lane there, the hill. Like.
And you have steps going down into your house.
We still do have steps going down, but they put a lift there, so we have a lift outside now that brings me down to the ground level, external and the internal lift as well.
Fantastic.
I've been brilliant. Like, I've my own kind of my own room now with my own bathroom, and everything is accessible in the house. Like, so, and compared to where I couldn't even get into my house since my accident, not once did I step foot inside my house after the accident. Like, until the day the build was finished, that's when I got back. Like, so. Yeah.
How did you feel?
Unbelievable.
Emotional day?
Yeah, it's very emotional. Just kind of seeing how much people was there. Like, I was there for the first day of the build, and there was a good few people there. There was probably 100 people there. And then it's like, you could have gone on the last day, and geez, there was a lot of people there, a couple of hundred there at the time now to see the reveal and stuff. Like, and I kind of regret it in a way. I look back now, and at the time I was just going through the motions. It was a busy week, like, and I was doing interviews and things like that, like, and then it kind of a couple of months later, it kind of hit me then, like, how big of a deal it was, like, because when my accident happened, my mom and dad for 2 months afterwards were like, they sold the house. They still agreed, they never sold it. They were looking at this house, moving that house. My dad was selling his business to fund it and everything. And then it's like, it was kind of a couple of months afterwards, then I was just like, Jesus, like, this is a big deal. Like, you know, like, it's, and I'm only young, I don't really understand houses or anything like that, or how much, like, really they cost the mortgages. And my mum and dad are 55 looking to remortgage. Like, it's just like,
do you know from, and this is, do you know from that experience and what happened to you, and the amount of people that surrounded you, particularly your mum and dad, you know, did that show you really how much you were loved by people?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. The lads over Neptune, my teammates, all call me a prick. Like, but I must have done something.
They keep you
grounded. Yeah, they keep you grounded.
It's things like that. They really. Yeah. You can really step back and see. Like, for example, and this is completely. It's in a different world to what's after happened to you. But when I was in prison, like, there wasn't a weekend that my wife didn't bring my two kids up to see me in a prison, like, and the amount of work that would have took for her, and it really showed me how much she really genuinely cared for me and loved me because of that, you know. And it, when things like that happen to us, even your accident like that, we really, when we see our loved ones and our families around us, like, it really shows us who really cares and loves, you know. And it's a great, I was just listening to somebody speaking about it there recently. They had something, and they were saying, like, I really found out who really cared and loved me when that happened.
You find out who is there for you, and you realize who was only around you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For no reason or whatever. Like, I definitely lost friends, like, but I've realized who my real friends are and gained some great people in my life as well along the way, like, so.
And you realise what's important in life as well.
Yeah,
like, you've a near-death experience like that. But I know you said you have your bad as well. You're in college and you have the opportunities with the sports and the home, and it's really kind of gives you something to, like,
the important stuff.
Yeah.
And we all get caught up in the stupid stuff, like, we all get annoyed over stuff, like, but because sometimes you're going to have to catch yourself, and I know it's cliche, you're going to have to go, like, what am I thankful for here now? Like,
yeah.
Do you know, when you're kind of, when you're at your lowest, like, you have to go, geez, what am I thankful for?
Yeah.
And it could be the most stupid things in the world. I gave a talk to Peg Sayre, sixth class, yesterday.
And my son was probably there.
Was he? Sixth class. Yeah. Evan's teacher. Evan Bradley.
Montour Ashling, I think.
No, I was the other one.
Was it?
Montour, yeah.
That's what he calls it. I actually had to think of it. Is that what we call it, or Montour Ashling?
But I went up there, like, and I was just asking him, like, because I went up to give a talk. It was my first time giving a talk, like, and it was more of a conversation with him, like, and I was kind of like, look, these are the things that I'm thankful for. I was like, my friends, my family, my girlfriend, sport, things like that. And one of them, I was like, what are you thankful for? One of them put up their hand. It was like, my dog. And I was like, in my head, I was laughing, but I was like, do you know what? Like, that's the innocence. And he was like, he's thinking about, what am I thankful for? I think he said his mom as well, or something like that. But that's what I said, like, at your lowest, you have to kind of catch yourself and go, well, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
I'm still alive. I'm still at them. I could be, you know, I could have brain problems. I might half be here, like, you know. I'm still there. I'm still a cranky fecker, like, I'm still here, like, and that's what I always have to catch myself, like, I'm still here, like.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, shout out to all the tradesmen that were here as well. Like,
how long did it actually take from start to finish?
10 days. Yeah, 10 days. Yeah, the place was gutted. Well, no, it wasn't even gutted. I think they just got rid of the furniture and things like that. House was there, and they'd literally blew the whistle straight into it.
Ten days, day and night.
Mad, isn't it?
Absolutely ridiculous.
It just shows you what can be done. Yeah. Like, builders out there anyway. Like, if they can do
ten days, like, the cameras go. Oh, the materials has gone up. I can't get it done.
Oh, no, we're still in contact with lots of people. People are coming up to me, coming up to my mom, coming up to my dad, like, saying, like, oh, we helped in your house, and we're just like, we couldn't be more thankful. Like, we don't know what to say to people. Like, what are you meant to say? Like,
I know.
I was like, I'll never be able to repay them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, you know, I'd hope to think if it was the other way around, I would have been the first fella down there as well.
Yeah. But we're sharing your experiences here now, when talking to school kids, and you'll help people as you go on. That's how you do it.
Just try my best, yeah.
Lose your time.
And you're already giving back to those people.
Yeah, well, you try to, like, but...
But you will. You just have... You trust me in this, like, you know, there's massive things coming down the road for you. You know, you speak about just being at the start of the acceptance of your situation, you know. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal what you're going through, you know, and it takes a lot of
And I think, as I said, like, kind of delayed kind of coming around to accepting the accident, like, is probably benefited me in a way, I think. I think I had time now and try more mature, like, I've been through it, like, but I think if I was grieving back then, like, I would have sat in a hospital bed being like, I'm not doing any physio, like, I'm not moving, like, and like, where would I be now, like?
Yeah, well, it's not even 2 years. You have a long road ahead of you. But best of luck with everything going forward, Adam.
Thanks very much.
It's lovely talking.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Thanks for coming. And best of luck with your future. And I'm sure whatever you're going to do, you're going to smash it.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
And I mean that.
Thanks very much.
See you there, dog.
Sláinte, lads. God bless.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.